USA Radio News with Wendy King.
They're searching for any survivors of the killer tornado that slammed into Lee County, Alabama. At least 23 people have died. Sheriff Jay Jones.
We've been talking with family members and residents in the area trying to get a count of how many individuals that we're looking for. But again, our efforts are concentrated on that. We have canine teams coming in from all over the state of Alabama and from the state of Georgia.
Donald Estes says he was terrified.
I just watched it just suck the clouds in and everything. And heavy wind and everything. And then we ran inside, and after that, it was just a lot of debris flying.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says his committee is beginning investigations of President Trump in the Russia probe. President Trump says he is innocent and that people are persecuting him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has announced he's running for president. He becomes the second governor to jump into the ever-increasing Democratic 2020 contest. He put out a video to kick off his candidacy.
I've proven again and again I can bring people together to produce the progressive change Washington has failed to deliver.
Hickenlooper will officially kick off his campaign in person at a rally on Thursday evening in Denver. President Trump is blaming Democrats for the breakdown in his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, tweeting they shouldn't have held meetings with his former lawyer Michael Cohen. Meanwhile, the U.S. had already given Kim a stop to large-scale U.S. military exercises with South Korea. Reporter Paula Hancock has more.
It's certainly being seen as a concession from the U.S. to North Korea. North Korea is always infuriated by these massive large-scale drills that you have every spring, and they've been going on for decades, but now they won't have those anymore.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Sad news from the entertainment world. Actor Luke Perry has died. The star was known for his roles in TV's Beverly Hills 90210 and Riverdale. Tanner Thomason from ET Live has details.
The family statement is that he passed away this morning after suffering a massive stroke. He was surrounded by his children, Jack and Sophie, his fiancée, Wendy Madison, his ex-wife, Minnie Sharp, his mother, his stepfather, his brother, Tom Perry, his sister, Amy Coder, and other close family and friends. The family appreciates the outpouring of support and prayers that have been extended to Luke from around the world. And they also respectfully request privacy in this great time of mourning. They haven't released any other details.
Luke Perry was 52 years old. Lawmakers will hear arguments for and against vaccinations. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
An Ohio teenager who went viral for getting vaccinated despite his mother's wishes will be testifying before Congress on Tuesday. Ethan Lindenberger announcing on Twitter that he'll testify before a Senate committee on the importance of vaccinations. The 18-year-old from Norwalk, Ohio, says he hadn't been vaccinated as a child for anything and that his parents, quote, think vaccines are some kind of government scheme. He's since become vaccinated for hepatitis A, B, HPV, and the flu. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.